So the first time that I was assigned to ministers to what the seminary called social justice ministry or prison ministry, I was so nervous because I was assigned to a very, what they call, heavy hitter halfway house. People who have been in prison for more than 30 years. And I was scared, to be honest with you, even though we went through all the trainings of what to say and what not to say. I was really scared because I would assign someone who was imprisoned for more than 45 years. And I was shaken, you know, like naturally shaken. When I kind of read his profile before I met him for the first time. But then I said, Lord, please help me to not just see the sin of this person, what he had done, but also see your mercy there within. And from that time on, he had taught me so much of my own preconceptions of what I think criminals are and what good can come from them. He had taught me so much during that 9 months that he changed my life more than I changed his. Because I knew that most from all my encounter with many of the inmates at the All Red Unit and elsewhere, people oftentimes committed crime out of passion, out of that lapse of judgment. They're not always bad people. That's not to say there are people that need to be behind bars, okay? Because they have done evil things. But many of them deserve a redemption, a chance to change their life. And so, as you know, when I am assigned out here at our three parish, one of our parish, Christ the King in Iowa Park, is parish territory encompass the All Red Unit, which is had both a general and medium slash high risk population. And before Father Richard Collins was assigned as the chaplain to prison ministry for our diocese, Father Jack McCone and I would go out there very often. Every other week, we would alternate to go out there to listen to confession as well as to offer mass for the inmates. And it's usually both bilingual, English and Spanish. And so I have gone very close to many of the inmates out there, and I have learned a lot from them. And one day, I didn't even know, okay? They just told me, Father, we have something for you. This is a contraband. So we need to make sure that no one else see it. Yes, it's a contraband. But they took the time to draw this by pencil. And this was before I had my beard, y'all. So I asked the person who draw it, said, how come you draw me with a beard? And then he told me, Father, I saw you in my vision with a beard. Wow, you know? But what it said down there is that I was in prison and you visited me, Matthew 25:40. My brothers and sisters, the gospel today teaches us a lot. Teaches us about redemption. Teaches us the patience of the good Lord who loved the people or the crops, the seed that he had planted, both good and those who were not so good. He allowed the wheat to grow with the weeds, the good crops to grow with the ones that destroy his field. Why? Because he knows that even with our best intention personally, even when we tried our best to stay away from sin, there are moments that we will fall down to our weaknesses and our concupiscence and everything that continue to hurt our relationship with God. That's why he was so patient in telling his servants that don't worry about them, just let them grow. When come time for harvest, we will divide the good one from the bad one. We see this in our own lives too, don't we? that oftentimes we want to be perfect, we want to be good, we don't want any stain, anything that could label us as bad in our lives. But the Lord allowed the creative tensions that are there to tell us that His grace is even at work in our weaknesses. And that's the beauty in it all. And I think our society is missing all of this, my brothers and sisters. We like to paint black and white. We like to think that, oh, I'm better than them. Or they do not deserve my righteousness or my forgiveness. And we make ourselves our own gods, yet forgetting that sometimes the most vocal people are the people that don't live the life of love at all. And that's where the hypocrisy comes in, that we talk much about God's mercy, and every time we talk to each other, the first thing that our young people like to say, don't judge me, or this and that. But yet, we tend to be the first people who judge others right away and don't give them another chance to grow, another chance to mature, another chance to be redeemed by the Lord. So, who is God? Us or the Almighty Himself? And I think this is where we fail, that oftentimes, you know what? I'm not going to sweeten it, because when I told many of y'all that I was doing Mass at the All Red Unit, some of y'all told me, Father, you got to be careful. You know, you got to do this and that. Of course, I've been doing prison ministry before, and I know when people take advantage of you. But we also have to meet people where they are, to be able to treat them with dignity and with respect simply as a person first. And then by our kindness, we slowly lead them toward God. And this is what's important, that if we ask God to be merciful toward us, we have to be merciful toward others as well. The message of mercy is not a political message. The message of love is not an agenda, huh? It's our vocation to be both merciful and loving, because God has been loving and merciful toward us. And I have told you before, I have learned much from the inmates at All Red. Of course, I cannot tell you what they confessed to me, but with the current state that they're living out there right now, some of them really express a desire for holiness that I have not seen, even among priests, even among religious, even among y'all. To choose to live a life of holiness and live their faith out there in the midst of many, many things that turn away from God, took a personal willingness, and it come from the least places of all. Why? Because these people understood what it means to build a kingdom and to lose it all in order to find what's important. Over and over again, I have heard many of these men who told me, Father, if God didn't bring me in here, I would continue to hurt others and hurt myself. This was my redemption, that God removed me from my own wickedness and self-justification, so that when I lost everything that I had built for myself, I had to ask the question, who am I and what is worth living for? And why am I here? I'm not asking you to go to prison, because I don't think some of y'all will make it. Serious. However, I'm asking y'all to look at your own kingdom. What have you built for yourself? What have I built for myself that make us justify ourselves more than God's own justification and mercy for us? Who are we? And what we're called to be? Those questions are important so that we separate the bad crops the temptations and the things that turn us away from God, so that we can take the time to cultivate the good crops, that the good seeds of faith that God had begun within each and every one of us. My brothers and sisters, you know what made me mad in the last few months with this whole pandemic? So many people, when I go on social media, telling me how much this pandemic have caused many inconvenience for them, that how they're not able to be free, and how going to church with mask and with all these new limitations irritate them. You know what? Ever since this pandemic broke out, just a few miles away from us, our brothers haven't had masks. They've been locked in their cells almost 20 hours per day. It hurt me that they're not able to receive the sacraments and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And we here have all of our freedom, yet we don't take the beauty that we have right now and the inconveniences that we just have to sacrifice a little bit in order to pray for those who have no freedom to worship at this moment, and who are trying their best to live their faith. All I can tell you that even in our worst day here in America, don't forget that even there are people living around us who are having a lot of trials and are still struggling. So therefore, let us not pity ourselves, but let us live our faith for others. If you can go to Mass, give thanks to God that you can go to Mass so that you lift up those who cannot go at this moment. If you and I can be here to pray and to lift each other up, how about we lift up those who are so sick in the hospital, who are still isolated in nursing home, and those who are in prison and in many conditions who cannot attend Mass. Mass is never about ourselves, what makes us feel good. Mass is all about coming to the Lord in order to lift up all humanity by offering the sacrifice that He hath given to us once and for all. The sacrifice that teaches us how to love, the sacrifice that teaches us how to be merciful, the sacrifice that reminds us to be merciful, just that God has been merciful to us, so that, because why? Because all of us deserve redemption, for God is patient and infinitely good.